Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Time Spent Poorly Show with your hosts, Eduardo and Old Huds himself. Tonight's special guest is Brother Ron. Here's a short clip of tonight's show to whet your appetite.
Just to slide in real quick, since we're on the Cardi B thing. She is the female Bill Cosby, and no one cares. No one cares. She has laughed on television during interviews about drugging and raping men.
Yeah.
No one cares.
And it's like, oh.
Nope.
Wow, pretty exciting stuff right there, am I right? If you want to learn more about who we are, go to timespentpoorly.com. Everything you need to know from past, largely evergreen episodes, future live broadcasts of this show, as well as other shows on our network, it's right there and easy to find on the site. There's also a link to our Patreon if you find yourself compelled to support one of your favorite shows hosted by any of these nobodies from the Pacific Northwest. Without any further hindrance, let's check in with the guys. Here are your hosts, Eduardo and Huds, with special guest Brother Ron.
I want to get your guys' opinion on something after the show. I want to show you something and see if you think it's as funny as I do. Are either of you familiar with an actor named Matt Berry?
Matt Berry?
Berry. He's a British comedian.
No.
He's done a lot of shit. He was on the IT Crowd a little bit, which is a show that's on Netflix if you've seen it. He was on one of my favorite television shows of all time, which is called Garth Marenghi's Dark Place.
Mm.
Matt Berry has, that is absolutely not him. Matt Berry, actor.
This guy.
Man, he looks so different. That is not what he looks like now.
Is that headshot that's black and white and the third row of one down? Is that him?
That's Matt Berry.
Okay.
He looks kind of familiar.
Berry like the fruit.
Like the fruit berry. This guy, you got to hear this for one. He has the smoothest, sexiest, most amazing, perfect voice I've ever heard in my life.
Really?
And they exploit it in Dark Place, which is, it would take a minute to explain the whole show, but the premise of the show is that you're watching a rebroadcast of a program that was made in the early 80s by a guy named Garth Marenghi, who was a horror writer.
Okay.
And Garth Marenghi turned his series of books into a TV show that ran for a few episodes, but they were never allowed to see the light of day because they were too demented and scary, and now they're being released. So they have very dated effects and very 80s feel to them and stuff like that. And it's all very tongue-in-cheek and very funny. But what they do with Matt Berry, it's actually Matt Berry acting, and he actually delivers his lines, but they re-record his dialogue in ADR with his voice to make it sound like they hired somebody with a better voice to do his dialogue. So it's actually his dialogue coming out, but it doesn't entirely match up with his voice.
Oh, so it looks like it's okay.
So it's like an old Italian movie or something where the mouth doesn't match the word, the, you know. But anyway, Matt Berry has this show on Netflix that was on the BBC and then was picked up by IFC that's called Toast of London.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays an actor named Stephen Toast, who is very, very desperately struggling for work.
Mm-hmm.
And every episode begins with him in a recording booth because his main process of work is doing voiceover.
Mm-hmm.
And every episode begins with him being heckled by this man who has the most fucking hilarious name, Clem Fandango. is the producer's name. And so at some point in this little cold open of every episode, he says the words, "Yes, I hear you, Clem Fandango." But he's,
"Yes, I hear you."
He has to read from these little different voice scripts. And like one of the episodes, they have him recording dialogue for the Royal Navy has decided that they're no longer going to have their captains issue commands. It's just going to be all button presses. And so they want Stephen Toast's voice to be the voice of the Royal Navy issuing the commands. So he's in the recording booth recording periscope up, down periscope, fire the nuclear weapons. And they're like, could you not sound so happy when you say fire the nuclear weapons? And so he's like, fire the nuclear weapons. And they're like, no, we can't hear you. Like, speak up. You need to sound like aggressive, but assertive.
Fire the nuclear weapons.
Yeah, and you actually sounded a lot like him right there. But anyway, so where was I starting with this?
Something about this 80s show was where you were going.
I lost my train of thought.
That'll happen.
Matt, I got distracted by things.
Matt Berry.
Matt Berry. Yeah.
Anyway, he's a funny guy.
We'll have to check him out.
I want to show you a part of the show that is what, oh, that's what it was. Reddit had constantly suggested to me that I watch Person of Interest with Jim Caviezel.
Okay.
And so I finally fucking broke down and was like, okay, yeah, I'll watch a couple episodes. Well, Reddit did the same thing for this show, and it was infinitely more enjoyable and memorable than Person of Interest if you're into really, really stupid dry British humor.
Fuck, I thought he was going to end up on an episode of Person of Interest or something.
But he does end up on an episode of Community.
Really?
Yeah. In the very last season.
I watched the whole thing of that not too long ago. That was a really worthwhile watch, too. And I'm glad that Rick showed me the D&D episode before they cut it out, because because he's in drow face. Like, fuck you.
Yeah, it's not blackface, folks.
Oh, wow.
Read a fucking D&D book.
Read a book, faggots. I mean, no, I'm canceled.
Shots fired.
Shots fired. I don't know. I think all those people need to just fucking take a pill. Well, and that goes back to Johnny. Like, when all that shit he says when he's on the phone with somebody, and I mean, first, before, when the girl shows up and he's like, oh, I don't take female students. He's like, okay, but you can't act like a girl. She's like, what do girls act like? And then she tackles him and he's like, man, I think that's a Cobra Kai. But, you know, like, all of these people just need to take a fucking pill. Calm down. Like, stop fucking whining about everything. Stop expecting the government. Okay, here's the thing. Fucking Mark Maron lately. I listened to his podcast, and he's a great interviewer. Maybe the best interviewer that we have, right? But the other, like, he's got these opens. He talks for about 10 minutes before he does his interview, and then he plays his guitar, which he's fucking awesome at. He's a better guitar player than he is an actor, and he's a pretty damn good actor. He's a great stand-up.
Oh, man, like, his work in Glow.
Yeah.
Some of the best acting I've seen come from a comedian in years.
Oh, yeah. He's fantastic. But so he's got Trump derangement syndrome. He hates the president. I'm indifferent. I don't like him as a person, but I don't mind his policies. He seems to be not his Twitter self, like when he's actually working. I wish the dude would quit tweeting. But he's like, oh, if Trump wins again, we're going to be under this fucking terrible authoritarian regime. And then he's like, I was just in New Mexico, like, not fucking two sentences later. I was just in New Mexico, and they'll give you a ticket if you don't have a mask on. And I think that's great. I think the government should be pushing for more masks on more people. I'm like, do you understand what the fucking word authoritarian means? Like, how can you have so many great, like, comedic thoughts and put together such thoughtful questions, but not know what fucking authoritarian means? Like,
yeah, I think that biggest problem with a lot of, well, and I would put Mark Maron, I would qualify Mark Maron as an influencer in his
realm.
In his realm.
Yeah. I mean, definitely less so than guys like, you know, Bill Burr or Joe Rogan. I mean, in terms of comedians that have a following, but he definitely is there.
Yeah. And he's been working a lot longer.
Right. Like, I would say.
And it's odd that he's so not there.
Maron would have eclipsed Rogan or fucking Bill Burr 10 years ago, though.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because when he had...
definitely.
When what he was the ahead fuck of the curve was at the height of its game, he was, like, way ahead of him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Agree.
And he was behind other podcasters, like, other comedians that got into the business that he kind of, like...
Yeah, because he's almost to 1,200 episodes.
Yeah, I mean...
And he does one a week, maybe two sometimes, but usually about one a week.
Yeah.
And... But, you know, just and his constant like, oh, I can't believe people won't put on fucking masks. You know what? Fuck you. Put your mask on and shut the fuck up. If that's what you want to do, put your mask on. I'm not putting one on. I'm just not. And you can go fuck yourself if you think I am. I've worn a mask for about 5 minutes of this whole nonsensical pandemic. And it was so I could get on a plane. And as soon as I got on the plane, I took it off and I threw it in the fucking trash. And then I got on the next plane. And then I drove across the country.
Yeah.
I'm not dead. No one's dead because of me, because I haven't had this fake virus.
Well, at least because of COVID anyway.
We're not talking about wars here. But yeah, it's just nonsensical. The whole fucking thing. When the CDC retooled their numbers, there's less than 10,000 people died of this thing.
I think that the whole separating the art from the artist thing really needs to go both ways. I think that if artists want us to you know, you can enjoy my music and not agree with my politics, well, then maybe you should stick to music and stay the fuck out of politics.
Yeah, because your opinion doesn't mean anything more than mine does. And mine doesn't mean shit.
So a friend of mine, I think it was Cody Erickson, actually shared a thing here the other day. Or no, it wasn't Cody Erickson. It was my friend Kyle. Kyle shared a thing that was a link to this back and forth that some black Republican lady, which I'm probably going to get canceled for saying that, but whatever.
Is that my girl Candace Owens?
Yeah, it was her, actually. Yeah, that's the name I recognize. Thank you. I hadn't heard of her before, but I actively stay out of political shit anymore because it's just a cesspool, in my opinion. But
it's idolatry is what it is.
She got into this big Twitter back and forth with fucking Cardi B, of all people.
I wouldn't even give that bitch the time of day.
Go watch the WAP video if you haven't, folks. It'll change your world. Holy cow. Oof. Not in a good way. But anyway.
With this wet ass pussy. Fucking filthy
horn. Side note, do you know what the radio edit of that song is?
What?
Come get this wet and gushy. I'm sorry. I don't know if I'm really prude, but calling it a wet and gushy sounds more vulgar than calling it a wet ass pussy. I'm sorry.
You know, you
there's something about the word gushy that just really makes me want to.
You could just
run away.
A music video with a drenched kitten.
Do you want to? Yeah.
Right?
Do you want to? Okay. Just to slide in real quick since we're on the Cardi B thing. She is the female Bill Cosby, and no one cares. She has laughed on television during interviews about drugging and raping men.
Yeah.
No one cares.
And it's like, oh.
Nope. Fuck her and everyone who looks like her. If you've got those fake nails and those fake fucking hair and fake eyelashes and a big fake ass, fuck you. Fuck you for worshiping that piece of shit. She's a rapist.
But what I was getting at here was you have a Twitter back and forth between Candace Owen, who from the very admittedly fucking cursory glance of Google that I did actually seems to maybe kind of know a thing or two about politics.
She does. she's got a pretty decent head on her shoulders.
You know, going back and forth with a woman who, I'm not disrespecting sex workers because sex workers got to work too. I'm not talking shit about strippers because God bless them. Everybody needs them. But you have a woman who's worked her entire adult life in politics trying to argue with a woman who spent the majority of her adult life chasing dollar bills around a silver pole, who only until a couple years ago was more than a fucking blip on the radar. Nobody gave a fuck who Cardi B was 5 years ago. Why?
What gets me is that
why is this woman who is clearly fucking on her shit and knows about this stuff having a conversation with a lady who, to paraphrase one of my favorite TV shows, doesn't know shit about dick.
Yeah.
Because that's where we've digressed to. That's what we've digressed as, like, what in terms of what we consume. Like our show, for example, could be like a bigger, better show than it is, but we're competing with so much horse shit anymore that it's impossible to contend with it because there's so many other shows. You got Impulsive with Logan Paul. He's got a fucking show.
I don't even know who that is.
Logan Paul?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is he one of those kids that chases dead bodies on YouTube?
Yeah, he is the dead body chaser.
I was gonna say he's the dead body chaser.
Yeah, I got nothing on that kid. I'm not chasing dead bodies for you folks.
Well, if
I won't do it for views. The three of you that are watching, I love every one of you. Right. Unless one of you is Cardi B.
If we sat here and just played Fortnite while we were talking to you, we'd probably get a lot more viewers just from people searching Fortnite.
Only if Fortnite was in the, like, but taking up the whole screen.
Yeah, it's
we were two little blips in the corners shooting each other in the face.
Spooge.
No, it's one thing. And this is not me talking shit about YouTube necessarily so much as it is talking about what's prevalent on the internet in general. Yeah, Suicide Forest Kid, you're right, Jake. Fuck that guy and everybody that looks like
him. It's a shame
he
made it out.
But yeah, right. How do I want to say this?
YouTube's a cesspool.
Without being.
No, it's. I think.
So I went through. I was watching. I watched a movie a couple years ago that is arguably the best found footage movie I've ever seen. It was made in 2007, but wasn't released until it came out on torrents in 2009 or 2010, which is when I first watched it. And it didn't come out on Blu-ray until like 2014 or 2015. But it's called The Poughkeepsie Tapes.
Poughkeepsie.
And if you've never seen it, I highly, highly recommend. If you like scary movies, for one, you'll love it. Because it's scary, not in the jump sense scare, but it's scary in the like, oh, this makes me feel like I need to take a shower when I watch it scary.
Yeah.
And it's all done in found footage, which is when it's done effectively, I think is a really, really great way to make a movie. When you stretch the disbelief, like movies like Paranormal Activity and some of the ones where you're like, why are they still filming? Everything in the Poughkeepsie Tapes is done like a documentary. And if it's not talking head footage of an actor who's pretending to be like, I work for the FBI and this is what I saw in the videos and blah, blah, blah. All of the found footage parts are films that the killer made.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no, well, why would he stop filming? Like, there's one part, and it is one of the creepiest things I've ever seen in any fucking movie ever, but he breaks into this girl's house.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going through her stuff and he's filming and da, 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 da. And then he hears somebody go to open the door. So he runs upstairs and he hides in the bedroom. But before he hides in the closet, he sets the camera down on the nightstand and leaves it running mm-hmm. and jumps into the closet. And the girl comes in. And then a couple minutes later, you hear that she's talking to somebody and her boyfriend comes in. And this whole thing is one long unbroken take. And the whole time you're just watching from the camera's perspective, staring straight at the closet door. And you can just faintly see the silhouette of the guy's face in the crack of the closet door. And you just know he's going to fucking get him at some point. And you're just waiting for it and waiting for it and waiting for it. And it's really effectively done. It's really genuinely disturbing. And it's a really fucking freaky movie. And one of the YouTube channels that I follow just like this last week or something. What was his name? He's called like the Horror Geek or something like that. I'd link him if I could, because he's actually a talented guy. But he did a video talking about it. And so I watched it because I was familiar with the movie. And when I watched it immediately after, YouTube was like, oh, well, you watched this, so you would like these. And there was this list of other YouTube movie reviewers that have all done little videos about the Poughkeepsie Tapes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I loaded up like two or three of them and watched the first like 5 minutes of them just to see how they compared. It is remarkable how much shit there is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are genuinely, as I said, the Netflix to YouTube Red subscription.
Right.
There's probably 100 horrible, don't even waste 30 seconds of your time videos compared to the one video that's like, oh, this guy's actually insightful and knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
It's unreal. There's.
You watch some of those dudes who like know cinematography and stuff, yeah, like full fat videos, or God, there's a guy from India that does amazing stuff. And it's like, why doesn't this have a billion subscriptions? Yeah. But this guy who fucking plays Minecraft
or
has a billion subscriptions,
opens toys or something, you know, or like shit like that.
Yes.
I mean, I don't
watch me unbox this fucking Paw Patrol.
My son enjoys the Odd Ones Out. This dude draws these cartoons and like tells stories from when he was younger.
That's cool.
It's trash. It just sucks. Like, I don't like it. The cartoons are good.
Hi, Iron Boys.
But like, the content is just shit. He's like, oh, this one time I had a dog.
I didn't even know we were on Twitch.
Or I used to work at fucking Subway, and he won't say he's Subway, trash. And so he's got like four videos about him working at Subway. And they all suck. Like, no one cares, dude. Like, I know people who worked at Subway.
My brother did.
Yeah. And it's like,
I did.
No, you worked at Subway. You worked at Pizza Slot too, didn't you?
Yeah. I managed the Clarkston store for 4 months, then came and managed the downtown store for 2 months, and then managed the Orchard store for 2 months, and then quit because I hated the the manager. From 2005 to 2006.
Okay. That was well after.
Never mind. It was too late. Oh, it's Matthew. Hi, Matthew.
Did you know that he has a Twitch?
I did not know. Ah, all right. You have a Twitch. Okay.
Now he knows your Twitch, homie.
Yeah, I was not aware of that.
Oh.
No, my stepbrother worked at Subway, and I heard some interesting things about some of their, how do I say this delicately for our internet audience?
Well, it's probably as filthy as you can, because it's the internet.
They really like to let their coworkers know that they were Christian. Apparently the people who had the franchise or something like that, I don't know, but...
What year?
Oh, this was, I was still in high school, so it was before 2003. It was probably like 2000, 2001.
And it was Subway, huh?
He worked at the Clarkston one.
Oh, it was the same owner that I worked for then.
Okay.
Because he owned it for years and years, but then he sold it. But he never did any kind of like...
He made some comment about him smoking in his car being a godless thing or something.
Oh, well, the one manager that I worked for was very...
What does that have to do with anything?
Very
what does
exceptionally
that have to do with smoking tobacco.
Yeah.
Christian. I don't remember
wacky or
to what extent, but yeah, they I guess if I think about it, yeah, there was some sort of heavy-handed Christianity.
They weren't like there. Zealots.
They weren't like they weren't trying to like in any way
they
convert
weren't trying
me.
To convert you, yeah, but
I've got yeah, if I think back on it, yeah, there was definitely that there. I wrote a whole letter to the owner but before I quit telling because he had his the manager that was over me was like his he treasured her, thought she was the best thing. She was the worst. She's terrible. And I wrote the owner a letter just to tell her like tell him how much of a heinous bitch she was. And I put up with a lot. I don't it takes a while for me to fucking tip, but when I quit, before I quit, I had a meeting with her and I told her, okay, I'm going to record this meeting. And so I recorded the meeting and it definitely made her temper what she, the kinds of things that she had to say.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't miss working in retail or food service.
I don't miss working at all.
Yeah, there's that dream of someday retiring at like 50. I'd like to retire by 50, but I don't have my ducks in a row to get there.
If you folks start sharing the Patreon.
Yeah. There you go.
Not to be
then
a
we
whore.
Can, then we can retire.
I don't know. I like to think that we're quality content, but you've got me on here, so it... Well,
you know, I honestly feel like we're a fair show. We're a good show. We've got consistent, good content that comes out. It's just a matter of finding that audience and finding that audience that cares enough to support you and back you along the way. And there's just so much horse shit out there.
There is.
You get buried within it. And so you can't. So it's hard to get. To break through that.
I mean, for every mindful discussion out there, there's 300 people
that are
farting
into
on a snare drum
or something. Yeah.
Like, not to steal from Airheads, but just farting on a snare drum. Like, what are you doing? Why are you putting this out all the time?
My the thing that I always go back to are reaction videos. Those are the things that I don't get because while we haven't discussed anything that is truly revolutionarily groundbreaking, why would you want to sit down and watch a video of someone watching something that you yourself just watched?
Yeah, like I'm going to go watch the trailer.
I don't even need to see. You're my brother. I've known you for fucking 35 years, and even I don't give a fuck what your face looks like when you watched the Snyder Cut trailer.
Yeah,
I was excited to talk to you about it, but I didn't give a fuck about seeing. Oh man, his eyes got wide at the same moment that mine did.
Oh yeah, like,
who fucking cares, really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was at the point where I was wanting to like. Well, I still do it to some degree. Like I've been making those thumbnails for the videos that I'm posting to try to like get the clicks.
The creepy Cobra Kai thing that you have.
Yeah,
I'm glad you got over the doll eyes, dude. That was wrong looking.
He's not over those, it.
It's there's in that doll image. Eyes in that image.
There's doll eyes
is
in
there?
That image.
Yes, you gotta stop that.
it's something
fucking
that,
saw a now, ghost in my house really, the other night.
If you really want to get a fucking internet plug, I don't know if you know who he is, but Ryan George. Ryan George does the videos for Screen Rant, the pitch meetings.
Oh, huh.
A lot of his videos use that doll eye looking thing. And that was where the first time that I saw you do it, I was like, oh, those look like the Ryan George videos. I'll click on that. Like, seriously. And I'm not joking. I saw that and I was like, oh, that's what that looks like.
Hey.
So maybe I'll keep doing that. I'm going to keep doing that. But no, what I wanted
really
to do.
It's really fucking unsettling.
It is.
Jump scare videos at one point.
Yeah, you remember? Oh,
I brought that up to. I think when the beard was here, he's like, "No,
no."
Okay, elaborate. Jump scare videos.
Well,
fill me in.
You showed me one time when we were young. Like, internet was not old.
Yeah, like, I mean they're stupid.
And it's one of those ones where they're like, "Oh, concentrate on this point right here,"
and then it's like,
and then it, and it makes a loud, horrible noise when there's just like really soft music playing. And
so
the dress.
My idea was like, in today's society, we were going to do a jump scare video
like
for this.
You got to step it up, man. You can't just show somebody a scary video. You've got to have like a hand show up on their shoulder while they're watching the video or something. Like, you got to really fucking get them now.
Yeah, you need a special effects artist and two green screens.
Somebody call Tom Savini.
Call him up. That sex machine from... fucking Dusk Till Dawn.
Yes.
I know that his main work is special effects, but I will always remember him as the dude with the dick gun.
Never mind all the Friday the 13th movies or anything else that he did that were so fucking important to our childhood. He had a dick gun, and that's what counts.
Well, the thing about that dick gun, though, is it's in Desperado, and you just see it, and then you finally get to see it move, and you're like, oh, yeah.
What a great movie.
I could never see myself using something like that.
Okay.
So and then he kills a vampire with it.
Question.
With a dick gun.
And we didn't set this up, but it is a good point to bring up. What other movies can you think of off the top of your head that change tone as fucking radically as that movie does and actually stick the landing? Because it goes from like crime.
It's
drama,
a getaway movie.
Getaway movie to a full blown sci-fi creature feature B movie.
Yeah.
I don't think I can think of one right now.
I don't think there is another one.
Like, it's crazy.
Come on. Because we got two viewers left. You guys think of a movie that shifts gears from fifth to reverse immediately. Yeah. Like,
and you can't name the Fast and Furious franchise that started out as a race car movie where now they're just like,
now it's a superhero.
They're in outer space.
Because it didn't change mid movie. It changed mid franchise.
Mid franchise.
There's a big difference between the two.
There was a point where they changed from fifth gear into reverse, though.
The whole movie hinges, like Salma Hayek's hot, sexy dance is this linchpin of the movie where it goes from, okay, these guys are on the run,
and then
and they're
she
in
changes.
A creepy bar. To, yeah. Holy fucking what? Okay. Like, it's a 3-minute scene that completely turns the movie on its head. It's
and you
great.
Know that pyramid is legit?
Yeah.
There's 20,000 of them in Mexico.
Yeah, I know. It's
And there's a shitload of them in China. Why are there pyramids everywhere? Not to just completely shift our gears.
Oh, man.
They found some statues in the Caribbean a few weeks ago, like old as shit.
Really?
Yeah, they look Greek.
We need to explore this.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
An episode of that one.
What does that sound?
That's my kid.
Go to bed.
Last week's episode was great. Who's Bruno?
Bruno was our.
Guy, was he the guy that was on here?
Yeah, he's okay, our long-term viewer.
I didn't get his name.
Bruno's Sorry, the Bruno. Best. Bruno worked on The Quiet Place.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Good for him. That's impressive. Going back to people watching trash. Oh, for the great stuff you guys talk about. That was said so tongue firmly planted in cheek. Jake, I love you.
Oh, I have a segment I want to test drive.
If I'd ever worked on an actual fucking movie or film production, I would definitely talk about it. Ooh, Matthew, we'll talk about that when I'm not on the show, son. This is kind of adult content. And spoiler alert, you're 11.
So the segment that we had that I played with was, boy, I don't know if we can do it.
911 improv.
911 improv.
That sounds loaded.
Well, not 9/11.
No. I know we're not going to improv crashing planes into buildings.
This is going to be the Shatner moment.
So one person plays
rescue 911,
the caller, and one person plays the 911 operator. Because you know how 911 operators are usually like just. A lot, not all of them, but a lot of them can be piles of shit.
I love you.
And impatient piles of shit at that. Like, usually if someone calls in, they're like, help me. Help me.
Yes, where are you calling from?
Your mother's backyard.
I'm at my house.
Ma'am, I'm going to need you to speak up, please.
He's in the other room. He's in the other room.
Location of your emergency, please.
2525 Avenue.
Do you need my assistance? Do you need...
I'm really sorry, but you lost me at the River Avenue.
You should have just said Riverside or something, dude.
I'm sorry, but that was really genuine. Avenue.
You can't do improv if you're not doing it with professionals.
You can't break.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize that we were actually doing a bit.
Fucking Jimmy Fallon over here.
Yeah. Sorry. How unprofessional of me.
So
you weren't.
That's prepped. Something we could circle back to and maybe play with at some point.
Okay, that's way better than what I thought it was.
Okay.
Which was us calling 911.
Oh, fuck.
Improving a situation.
No.
It's like, that'll fucking get us views, but it'll also get us in trouble. Like,
I don't want to go to jail.
When I read that on the cards of what we were going to do, I deliberately didn't ask what it was going to be because I was afraid that's what it was. All right, man, we're going for the fences on this episode. We're going to get viewers or we're going to get fucking arrested.
We're going to crank call 911.
Don't do that.
Is Mr. Wall there? Is Mrs. Wall there? Well, are there any walls there? Well, then how does the ceiling stay up?
Damn, that would have been bad.
Oh no, I'm not gonna lie. There was like a good healthy 15-20% of my brain that thought maybe that's what we were gonna do. Like, all right, here we go.
That was exactly what you guys were doing until he did that 25-25.
Got me. I don't know what it was about you mumbling, but it made me laugh.
Because it was a fucking left to the chin. Like
that was good.
It wasn't like you'd rehearsed it and it was the cowbell sketch. It was like out of nowhere comes It was some coffee shit.
I was trying to be as like combative.
Yeah, that was where you would come back and be like, "You're gonna need to say that again. I didn't understand what the fuck or what you said or what you know. You don't have to say
what avenue, ma'am.
What avenue? Say that one more time.
Say that without the marbles in your mouth, dear.
Yeah.
Take your intruder's dick out of your mouth.
Are you being raped now? What was that?
He's stabbing my mom.
Jesus, I just said take the dick out of your mouth and your son is still watching.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Matthew.
Oops.
And what's your improv topic, man?
What's your improv topic here?
We'll even take those.
Oh, there you go. We could just do the 911 doesn't have to be the it. Like, we could just do improv topics.
What's your improv topic?
That's actually kind of funny, though, the 911 thing. I like that.
We can revisit that.
That's something that you could really have some fun with.
I want to share this joke that I made earlier. Have you heard about this wildfire in California started by a gender reveal party?
Yes.
My joke was that they revealed that the gender of the baby was going to be fire elemental. And I thought it was fucking hilarious. And I've made it twice today. And I needed to pass that on because parking lot wedding. You got to get more specific.
Yeah,
with
I don't
that.
Know about, I don't know about that, buddy. You might have to be a little bit more specific.
Expand.
Enhance.
Just print the goddamn thing.
So I think the only problem that you'd have with it is fire elementals are maybe not as commonly known.
Oh, since that fucking airbender thing? I think people will get it.
I guess that's fair.
Plus, I got a lot of nerdy friends.
Did they have a lot of elementals in that show? Because I'm about to just offer myself up to the fucking slaughter and admit that I never actually did watch that show as much as I've heard it's great.
Me neither.
Which show?
Really good. Avatar?
Avatar, The Last Airbender.
I never watched it.
It's supposed to be amazing.
I did watch James Cameron's Avatar. I want my money back.
Yeah, the
I want my time back.
The animes are all on Netflix now.
I would gladly lose the money to get. I can fucking.
Can I have those 2 hours?
Son is listening, and I almost said something really horrible about what I could have done with that 2.5 hours. Matthew, I think we might have to have a conversation about you watching the show, son.
But yeah, a wedding that happened on the moment the guy proposed in the parking lot. He proposes, she says,
Says yes,
and they just
and he's
pop
like, well,
it.
I'm glad you said yes, because here's the preacher and we're going to get married right now.
Yeah, my whole thing is like you don't understand this because you're an 11 and a half year old boy. But girls plan these things their whole fucking lives.
Yeah.
And I just said fucking to my nephew. Sorry, dude. So girls plan these their whole lives. Like, you don't think about it. You're not even thinking about your own wedding right now, and we're talking about weddings. But every girl has a whole day in her head, and you can't just spring a quick preacher in the parking lot wedding on her.
Okay.
Because that's going to start a fight.
Matthew?
Yeah, it ends with her just like shooting him. If they
probably removing your wedding
carry.
Tackle.
Matthew, you need to very, very quickly respond with a yes or no if I can tell these guys the story about what you said the last time you were asked if you had a girlfriend.
quickly.
Very quickly, because I'm dying.
A pair of twins meet each other for the first time but don't know they're related.
Chris won't. Yeah, what? I know. Fifth grade girls talked about dream wedding. Okay, so yeah. Okay.
But he hasn't said yes yet.
He was talking about what I said.
Yeah. But to preface this, just in case. So, Chris, you won't quite appreciate this just as much just because Alex is... he's right on that cusp of the age that Matthew is, where he might know a shitload about girls. He might not give a fuck about girls. It's not quite decided yet.
Mm-hmm.
Ward, you'll appreciate this because yours is a little bit older. Oh, hurry up and answer, Matthew, or I'm just going to fucking do this anyway.
You're not 18. I get to make all your choices
for you, boy. For 7 more years.
And then we're going to circle back to Jake Matthews.
Twins that meet each other for the first time but don't know they are related.
That could be all right.
Identical or
are you
fraternal?
Are you me? What
Where
happened?
Was your dad in 1984? Are you a military brat? So anyway, this kid who is 11 asked Matthew if he had a girlfriend. And Matthew's responding, no, I don't have a girlfriend. And the kid was like, why? And he said, well, I don't know, because I don't really want one. I had a girlfriend. And this made me laugh, because if this could be an 11-year-old saying it, this could be a 21-year-old saying it, this could be a 51-year-old saying it. I fucking loved it. He literally says, word for word, she broke up with me. I don't know. She said I didn't pay enough attention to her or something.
or something.
I stopped listening before she got to the end of her sentence.
She told me that I couldn't. I stopped listening.
Nice.
It's like, yeah, right. I was like,
yeah, just keep doing that.
Yeah, you're not okay. Wrong.
Either one we pick. Okay, who wants to be the twin? You guys want to play identical twins?
We're already brothers.
Improv ain't my strong suit, but let me get a beer really quick.
Yes, here, and?
I got you.
Yes, no, and. But. That's advanced.
I'll play it, brother.
All right, you guys do it.
Okay.
Oh, that one's not going to be any good.
That's all right. Don't fuck this one up this time around.
Yeah, don't corpse.
Well, I'm sorry, but 25-25 manamana drive.
Manamana.
It's fucking genuinely funny. Manamana.
That's an old school space.
That's a ghost. Muppets.
Manamana?
Oh, no, that's Muppets. Yeah, that's right.
Manamana is a whole lot older than that.
Yeah, no. Well, yeah, I even mean, before
they,
the Muppets.
They
yeah,
had but, that shit on.
But I'm thinking of like the. Yeah. All right. Oh, hey, what you doing here? I'm just outside the Super China Buffet having a meal. You look familiar, kind of like me.
Did you get the beef and broccoli?
I did not get the beef and broccoli. It makes my ass burn because of the seasoning that I had.
That's weird. My mom has the same problem, but I don't really have that problem. You look familiar too. Like, do you work at Subway?
I did work at Subway once. I ended up quitting that job because the manager was a real bitch.
Like,
what kind of sandwich do you like? Ooh. Do you like olives?
No. No, I'm actually allergic to olives.
Me neither. Totally allergic.
Really? No shit.
Yeah.
Weird.
That was just a nervous laugh because I think we're twins.
Well, I mean, I don't know about that. I mean, I guess kind of we look related in that, like, hey, has anybody ever told you that you look like so-and-so kind of way? I don't know if I see it, though. Hey, do we look related to you?
Oh, yeah. And and you've got very similar styles.
He's wearing plaid. I'm wearing khakis. What the fuck are you talking about?
You guys are the worst fucking improvers like ever. Okay. I told you right before you started, you have to do yes and or else it fucking breaks down. Have you never watched Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yes, I have.
Yes and. Well, yeah, we have the same pants and. And our shoe sizes look like they're the same. You got to keep it forward.
No, next.
But you said no every single time. And if you say no, you have to say no, but. No, but I do. That's true. Like when he said the olives thing, he said, no, but I really like cucumbers on my sandwich. And you're like, oh, no, shit. Every time I have a sandwich, I put cucumbers on it and I throw fucking vinegar there. And then you say, vinegar? You do the oil and vinegar? What about salt and pepper? I'm huge on salt and pepper. And you're like, yes, me too. And I have to drink Dr. Pepper with it.
There's disgusting about two guys discovering their twin brothers over their fucking Subway sandwich ingredient.
Well, they're not even at fucking Subway. We're in a Chinese restaurant.
Super China Buffet.
About Subway.
When he said, did you have the beef and broccoli? It was, yes. I had the beef and broccoli and the Mongolian fucking beef. And you said, goddamn Mongolians.
Oh, oh shit. Oh, shit. That's
I had shitty beef and shitty chicken.
Oh.
This is why I sat out, because I'm better at improv.
Well, yeah.
You don't want fucking. Oh, my God.
That was funny.
Oh, that was great. Thank you for that.
And this has been your improv class.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
And if you say no, you have to say no, but no, I can't do that. I'm allergic, but I always put cucumbers on my sandwich with the spinach. Cucumbers and spinach is delicious with a little oil and vinegar on top. Just bang, bang, bang.
I feel like it's hilarious. I can't stop. The idea
he's
of two guys discovering
himself now.
Yeah, like, yeah, the two guys
hold of this here. He's improvising with himself.
They're twins.
Two people have the same dream and tell each other about it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right. One of you kick it off, and I will be half of this one, and we'll see how it goes. Okay. Let's see if I can keep it up beyond Subway sandwich ingredients.
No, I'm allergic to olives.
So I had this.
Not the green ones, just the black ones.
I feel like you guys did that wrong to set it up so I would go off.
Maybe.
That was on purpose. No, no. You just said yes
well,
and
I'm not gonna
no.
lie. I really didn't know. I was immediately thrown off by, like, if we're twins, his comment of, you look familiar.
I think I saw you in the mirror this morning.
You see me every goddamn day.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I saw you in the mirror this morning.
And it's not like we graduated together. It's like you see me every day.
And I'm pretty sure that you rubbed one out for me.
Oh, man. Oh,
Jesus.
Two people have the same dream and tell each other about it.
And go.
So, dude, I had this totally awesome, well, not awesome dream, but it was like an okay dream. I was.
Last night?
Yeah.
Me too. You had a dream, I had a great dream last night. Tell me about it.
Sometimes I don't dream, but this time I did dream. I did have a dream, and it was I dreamed that I was in this Subway restaurant.
Keep going back to that sandwich.
Jesus,
well, Jesus.
No.
So you're in the Subway. What happened?
Well, but I left immediately because I was like, I've had sandwiches for like 6 days in a row. So I head across the street to Pizza Hut.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
Well, yeah. Because I had the same fucking dream. I was tired of Subway, and I must have had the same dream like 6 nights in a row because I just felt like I'd had a bunch of sandwiches. And so I went over to the Pizza Hut, which I'm pretty sure you fucking worked out once too.
Yeah. Yeah. You dream and, about what you know, man.
So I get into the Pizza Hut, and Candace Bergen is there.
I don't know anything about fucking Taylor Swift, but...
Well, they say when you write about what you know.
Oh, so you sorry, dream about Matthew, what you know. Love you. Oh my god.
Oh, okay. You realize you have a superpower.
Oh, like time reversing farts. Right? Is that where we're going with this one? Time reversing farts?
Oh, all right.
I can't think of a dumb power. I mean, you can go to Meg on
the ability to speak with cats.
See, I think that'd be helpful in my neighborhood.
How? How would it actually improve your life?
I can tell them to quit shitting in my driveway.
That doesn't mean they're going to respect your wishes just because they already understand what you're saying.
I don't know that they do.
When my dog stares at me with the fucking dull stare of the dairy cow, and I'm like, Cash, go to the kitchen. Cash, go to the kitchen. Cat, go to the kitchen. He knows what I'm saying. He's just staring at me, testing my patience. My ability to speak dog wouldn't make it any easier.
Getting the point across would. Plus, you'd be like,
oh, man.
I can't think of a bad superpower.
No, that actually, thank you, Matthew, because that does piggyback onto a question that I did have. People always talk about what superpower would you want to have? What superpower would you not want to have?
Okay, there's an X-Man named Skin, and I wouldn't want his power.
What is Skin's power?
He just has like all this loose skin. And I think he's got some durability that's pretty great, but like I wouldn't want to sacrifice. Let me look him up so you can see what he looks like.
Is it gastric bypass guy?
All I can say is I hope that camera was able, to like effectively capture my utter. I was about to take a drink before you just started talking about that dude's excess skin. That's not a superpower.
That's him.
Okay.
That's Skin.
He looks like a weird version of, Matthew, that's when weird. You fart, you fly. Okay, son, there is a movie called, if my memory is correct, and Ward might have to Google it to back me up on this. It's called, I believe, Thunderpants.
I don't know that movie.
It stars the kid that played Ron Weasley. It is exactly what it sounds like. It is a Thunderpants. It is a kid who, so Ron Weasley and his friend, and yeah, Stephen Fry's in it too, apparently. Ron Weasley and his friend figure out that his farts are so powerful that he can like fly from them.
Pause that.
Expansion chambers primed for impact.
Okay, so it says Skin possesses approximately 6 feet of extra skin. He is capable of stretching, deforming, wrapping, expanding, and compressing this extra amount of epidermis. Totally fucking useless.
Okay.
That's so the power I would not want to have.
His skin is not like extra strong or anything like that. Like it's just normal human skin that gets bigger.
Yep.
Because that's not, I don't.
Oh, he's learning.
Sounds like a horrible. I'm trying so hard to not talk about vaginas while my son is watching. God damn it.
Yeah. That's
but anyway.
I workshopped character. You know, remember the show Heroes came out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Season one still holds up.
We were a buddy of mine and I were like workshopping this parody like comedy movie script that we were gonna write. With instead of a monkey, like we had a whole slogan, save the monkey, save the world.
Okay.
I don't remember. I can't remember all of it, but I remember one of the characters' powers was the title that we were going with was Super Anonymous. Basically it was like this like a Alcoholics Anonymous for superheroes.
Yeah.
The for people with superpowers. One guy's superpower was just having like an incredibly extra large scrotum. Like that's all it was.
You'll have to ride the back seat though, because his nuts are gonna have to ride shotgun.
Who's nuts?
Oh my god. I just picture Randy Marsh with the wheelbarrow and
yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Mission Control
never came to fruition, but it's probably a good thing because it was
you know,
it was an okay idea. But then the boys came out and then I was like,
no, actually, that was kind of that was what I was going to reference was
I'm upset.
You were skewering the superhero genre before it was.
I'm upset that they're doing
it, yeah.
Friday releases on that. I wish they would have just released it.
It's not ideal. But
what's the chance?
Thunderpants.
We're plumb out of ideas.
Hey, that's the
that's
Ned Beatty.
Yeah.
Yep. Squeal like a pig.
We're in trouble.
I always we look at him. He used to work for Lex Luthor.
All right, then. The United States Space Center are on a constant search throughout the world to seek out children with gifts. That's why they came and found me. And that's why they found you, too.
From the director of the...
That's Rupert Grint?
Yeah, it's Ron Weasley before he was Ron Weasley.
Wow. Is that what got him the job?
No, but this was... So you've seen the movies that, like, Jesse Eisenberg did several that were, like, after he got big with The Social Network, they were like, oh, by the way, they just slap his face
right, on a
horror
right.
movie poster and blah, blah, blah. This was one of
the... Here's like, this handful of bullshit
main,
movies.
If you look, you'll see the main face on the poster is Rupert Grint's face, even though he's not...
Blow you away.
But the whole premise of the movie is this kid's farts are like supersonic.
Starring Rupert Grint
and it's Harry Potter. Fucking hysterical.
Starring Rupert Grint from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
To be a spaceman.
And introducing Bruce Kirk as Patrick Smash.
His farts send me to space.
His last name is Smash?
Get ready to reach for the stars.
Crush blood. Smash it.
Take one giant leap. We are
I'm really disappointed.
That would have been a British movie, I'm guessing.
I'm really disappointed in the lack of farts in that trailer.
Yeah, they can't.
Like, seriously, like, there is.
Piss, shit, butt, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits, fart, turd, and twat.
It's the fart whole is on that premise list. Of the movie is that his farts are, like, supersonic and are needed to save the world, and that trailer made it look like they were just sending a kid
what
to
are
space.
They in an Armageddon Fifth Element situation and they need to get a rocket off the ground really fast, and so they need Thunderpants to sonic fart?
They, if I remember right, they have to like figure out a way to harness the power of his farts to power something. I don't remember what it is. There's a bad guy that's also trying to, you know, do the same thing for his own nefarious needs.
But, isn't there always?
Oh, yeah. But...
nefarious indeed.
Yeah, Rupert Grint before he was Ron Weasley. Thunderpants.
If you want to support us in some way, you can go to patreon.com/timespentpoorly. If you want to get on board with all of our social networks, go to timespentpoorly.com and you can subscribe right there. You can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and more. Watch us live on YouTube, Twitch, Periscope, and Facebook every 2 weeks when we come on live and do these shows. The audio version is a great way to listen to the show, but if you want to interact with us, definitely check in live when we're live and chat in while we're talking about all the nonsense that we talk about. We had some fun this episode, so thanks again for joining us, and we will catch you next time. I've got old Huds at Huds Magruder here on my left. Have to learn my left and right again. And
you too.
Good old brother Ron has joined us for this episode. We've had a great extensive talk about a lot of things. I won't go into what because we're going to break this up into many. I'll tell you a secret, audio listeners. We break these episodes up into multiple episodes. So try and figure that one out. Anyway, thanks again for joining us. Thanks, Ron. Thanks, Huds.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a beautiful time.
And thanks to the three who are still watching.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging in there.
I admire you.
It is late. Go to bed. Thank you so much.
You're clearly gluttons for punishment.
Punishment.
That was a waste of time.
Yep.